and a new dress, and a new dolly, and a pair of skates, and a sled?
Well, you just give your mommy your list, honey, and she'll see that I get it.
I love you, Santa.
Gosh, these little tykes sure get to you.
It's exciting around Christmas time, doesn't it, Fred?
I'll say. It's my favorite time of the year. Everybody's full of goodwill to his fellow man.
Yeah, that's the way it should be all the time.
Watch where you're going, you jaywalker!
Well, remember, Fred, goodwill to your fellow man.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Merry Christmas, Mac! Ah, shut up, frogmouth! Boy, there's a guy with no Christmas spirit at all.
Aren't the store windows beautiful, Fred? They're all loaded with gifts.
Yeah, the windows are loaded. It's me that isn't. I sure could use some extra money for presents.
Well, you should have joined the Christmas club instead of the golf club.
Hey, Barney, look at this sign in the window. Part-time help wanted. I can pick up some extra Christmas money.
Gee, that's a good idea, Fred. Hey, you better apply for it right away.
All right, Flintstone, you're hired. Report for work tomorrow night.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Macy Rock. I'll be here. I got it, Barney! I got the job!
Well, that's swell, Fred. What'll you do?
I don't know. I'll find out tomorrow. Come on, let's go home now. I want to tell Wilma the good news.
Oh, okay, but let's take the stairs down. The elevators are too crowded. Easy, Fred. Easy now. Those stairs are kind of uneven.
I know, but I'm in a hurry. Come on.
Why wouldn't my steps be uneven? People up and down all day long.
Hiya, Betty.
Barney, where have you been?
With Fred. He got himself a part-time job at the Bedrock department store so he can make some extra money for Christmas presents.
Bam Bam, put your father down. Dinner's ready.
Boy, that roast dodo bird sure smells good.
Honk, honk, Hoppy, where's Bam Bam?
Bam Bam! Bam Bam Bam!
Oh, for goodness sakes. Get to the table.
Okay, you can sit there, Bam Bam, but don't drop any crumbs in Hoppy's pouch.
I don't know if I like the idea of you working two jobs, Fred.
Well, it's only for a week, Wilma, and I can use the extra money for presents.
Well, I suppose it's okay, as long as it's just a week.
Gee, Wilma, how come I get only one pterodactyl leg?
You've got to cut down, Fred. You're supposed to be on a diet.
Yeah, but I gotta eat for two now, sweetheart. Two jobs, that is. You get it, Pebbles? That's a joke.
Yeah.
Okay, Sam, let's go. Quitting time. Now to get over to Macy Rocks.
What happened? Where did everybody go? Gee, nobody tells me a thing.
All right, Flintstone, report to gift wrapping. They need help.
Yes, sir, Mr. Macy Rock. Leave it to me.
He doesn't look very bright, but he does seem willing.
Now, just watch me, Mr. Flintstone. Tear off some Christmassy paper, wrap it around the box, tie some ribbon around it, and top it off with a pretty bow. Any questions, Mr. Flintstone?
No, I got it. It's a cinch.
Good. Now, get to work.
Yes, ma'am. Evening, lady. Something to be wrapped?
Yes, this umbrella. I'd like it gift-wrapped in red paper with green ribbon and a gold bow, and I'm in a hurry.
Yes, ma'am. Have it for you in a minute. There's no box big enough for this. I'll just wrap the paper around it.
Young man, will you hurry? I've been waiting a half hour.
Well, okay, lady. I'm just tying the bow. There. How's that?
Is this some kind of a joke? Do you call that gift-wrapped?
Well... yes, I do.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Thank you, ma'am.
Fred Flintstone, report to stockroom immediately.
Boy, I must have been promoted already. Some promotion. I liked it better in gift-wrapped. Hey, how about that? The toy department. I haven't been in one since I was a little kid. Hey, look at that. The little guy likes the balloons. Here, son, hold them for a while.
Gee, thanks, mister.
Just put them back when you're through. Isn't this cute? A little baseball bat. I bet I can still hit the old apple. Wow, a home run. Uh-oh. Whoops.
Come on, mister, it's my turn.
Yeah, you're gonna break it.
Flintstone, get off that hobby dinosaur.
Whoops, sorry, sir.
Get that stock down to the basement at once.
Yes, sir, I'll take it down in the freight elevator.
Flintstone, wait! The elevator is out of order! Flintstone, you're fired!
Oh, Mr. Macy Rock, something terrible has happened.
The store's on fire?
Worse! Our Santa Claus is sick, and he can't come to work tonight.
Oh, my. What will the kids say? He called the employment agency.
I did. All their Santas are working.
No, they would be. This is their busy season.
All the shoppers are leaving the store because there's no Santa Claus for the kiddies.
No. Where can I get a Santa Claus this time of year?
I got it. Hey, Flintstone!
You call?
Fred Flintstone, my bosom companion, my chum. I've got some good news for you.
Yeah, I know. I'm fired.
No. I want you to have the best job in the store. I want you to be our Santa Claus.
Santa Claus?
Yes, you're perfect for the job. You like kids, and besides, you don't need any padding.
But gee, I never...
Tut-tut, don't thank me. Just try the suit on.
Well, Mr. Macy Rock, how do I look?
You're not so good. They put the beard on.
How's that?
Oh, perfect. Now let me hear how jolly you can be.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everybody!
Great. Now hurry and get out there before we lose all our customers.
Hey, Mama, look! There's Santa Claus!
Merry Christmas, everybody! Ho, 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 ho!
Gee, it's really him!
Hiya, Santa Claus!
Hello, kiddies!
Christmas is my favorite time of year because everyone becomes a Santa Claus. There's a smile on every face of the happy human race. Around the Christmas tree, the world is one big family. Oh, I want to shout so everyone can hear. Merry Christmas is my favorite time of year. Hear the carolers a-singing, la 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 la. Hear the jingle bells a-ringing, a-ding ding 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 ding. I want to shout so everyone can hear. Merry Christmas is my favorite time of year. Merry Christmas is my favorite time of year.
Merry Christmas!
And a sled?
Well, you just give your mommy your list, honey, and she'll see that I get it.
I love you, Santa.
Gosh, these little tykes sure get to you.
And I've been a good boy all year.
Well, that figures, son. Every boy and girl I've talked to has been good all year. Now, kids, Santa's going to sing you a little song about Dino the Dinosaur's Christmas tree. And while I sing, you can watch the pictures. Ready?
Ready!
All right, here we go.
Dino the Dinosaur heard some children say, we don't have a Christmas tree to trim for Christmas Day. So Dino the Dinosaur said, I mustn't fail. And he found a tree and sawed it down with his funny tail. And the children were surprised and said, who trimmed this lovely tree? And who do you think just gave a wink and smiled secretly? He, Dino the Dinosaur, felt proud when Santa called. That's the finest tree I ever did see. Merry Christmas, one and all. Merry Christmas, one and all.
Tell us more, Santa.
Yeah, sing it again.
Nice work, Flintstone. You did a fine job.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Macy Rock, but playing Santa Claus is no work for me. The kids are happy, and so am I.
Don't overdo it, Flintstone. Save some of that jolly stuff for tomorrow.
Okay, boys. Good night. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
You know, I think Flintstone thinks he really is Santa Claus.
Dino, will you stop that? I told you Fred is working late every night until Christmas.
Hi, Wilma. Hi, Dino.
Is that you?
Yes, sweetheart, I'm home.
What got Dino so excited, Fred?
I guess he didn't expect to see me dressed as
Santa Claus. Oh no, the tree isn't even trimmed yet. Just wait there, Santa. I'll have the tree fixed in a jiffy.
Well, my honey, it's me, Fred.
Fred? What are you doing dressed up as Santa Claus?
That's my new job. Sit down, sweetheart, and I'll tell you how it happened.
Bam Bam, sound asleep, Barney.
Good. Let's go over and see how Fred's doing on his new job.
Don't you think it's kind of late?
No, he just got home. I heard his car drive in.
And when the regular Santa got sick, Mr. Macy Rock gave me the job.
Oh, that's wonderful, Fred.
Yeah, those kids need a Santa Claus, and I just love being Santa for them.
Someone's at the door.
I'll get it.
Santa Claus! Am I glad to see you. I'd like a mink coat, 3 new dresses, some wall-to-wall furniture, and...
Oh, cut it out, Betty. You know it's me.
I was afraid it might be. But just in case you were Santa, I didn't want to pass up the opportunity.
Hey, Santa, how about giving my friend Flintstone a new bowling ball for Christmas? Then he'll have no excuse when I beat him at bowling.
I hate to say this, but come on in.
How come you got hired to play Santa Claus, Fred?
Well, they needed someone jolly who likes kids.
And has a big tummy.
No, that's Patty.
Right, Fred. Ever since I've known you, I've watched you pat it from the inside.
Oh, yeah? Well, just for that, yours is one chimney. I'm not coming down.
Well, you couldn't get down any chimney, Fred, with this.
Lucky for you, I'm in uniform or pow.
No, hold it, Fred. Remember, goodwill to your fellow man.
Betty, this is Wilma. Turn on your TV. Santa Claus is going to be on.
Santa Claus? You mean Fred?
Shh. I want Pebbles to think it's the real Santa.
Okay. I'll have Bam Bam watch, too. Bye.
Bye, Betty. Now watch, Pebbles. You'll see Santa Claus in a minute.
Santa Claus! Whee!
Tonight, we're going to meet the most popular man in town. The fellow who's been keeping the kids happy all week here at the Bedrock Department Store. And here he is, jolly old Saint Nick himself.
Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everybody!
That's right, honey. And tonight, Santa comes down the chimney with presents for Pebbles.
Santa, how do you account for your tremendous popularity?
Well, when you keep giving presents to everybody, you just don't make many enemies.
Huh? Oh, I see. That's very funny, Santa. Very funny.
Well, it's Christmas Eve, folks, and it's closing time. But before you leave, I want to wish you the merriest Christmas ever.
Merry Christmas, Santa Claus!
Boy, am I bushed. What a week. But it was worth it. This is a Christmas I'll always remember.
Mr. Flintstone, wake up. Open your eyes.
Huh? Huh? Hey, what are you kids doing in here? The store is closed.
We're not kids. Blinky here is 420 years old. And Twinkie is 385.
Oh, knock it off.
Honest, we're two of Santa's helpers. And he needs your help, Mr. Flintstone. Will you come with us to the North Pole?
Kids, what imagination. Okay, I'll go along with the gag, but what do I do?
Just follow us, Mr. Flintstone.
Hey, where did you kids get this sled? I don't remember seeing it before.
It belongs to Santa Claus, and we're taking you to the North Pole in it.
No kidding. All right, let's go.
Away, Dancer! Away, Prancer! And away we go!
Hey, we're leaving the ground!
It's the only way to fly!
Get me out of here! Put me down! These guys aren't fooling. This has got to be Santa's sled. No regular sled can do this.
Santa's sled calling North Pole Flayport.
Okay for landing. Use runway 3.
Roger.
So this is where Santa Claus lives. What are all those buildings down there?
That's where all the toys are made.
And by the way, Twinkie, why does Santa want to see me?
Oh, he'll tell you what it's all about.
Maybe he's mad at me for impersonating him.
Hold on. We're going to land now.
Who is it?
It's Twinkie and Blinky, Santa, and Mr. Flintstone.
Good, good. Send him in.
Mr. Santa Claus?
Come in, Fred. Come in.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. This cold I have has spoiled everything. I can't make my ride tonight.
What? Well, you've got to. All over the world, children are waiting for you.
No, doctor's orders.
Gesundheit.
Besides, I can't ho, ho, ho. Listen. Ho, ho. Oh, ho, ho! Oh, there's nothing jolly about that.
But ho, 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 or no ho, 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 you can't let the kids down.
I don't intend to.
Attaboy, then you'll make the ride?
No, you will.
Me?
Uh-huh. You've got to deliver these presents tonight.
But Santa, I don't know how.
Oh, nothing to it. Winky and Blinky will help you, and Dancer and Prancer and the other reindeeros know the route. You just gotta do it, Fred.
Well, okay, if you think I can.
Oh, that's the Christmas spirit. Now, get going.
Gesundheit. Take it away, Blinky and Winky. It'll be a merry Christmas for all. Ho, ho, ho! Ho, 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 ho,
ho! Well, they're on their way, and the kiddies won't be disappointed. Thanks to Fred Flintstone.
Hey, Blinky, how can we deliver presents all over the world in one night?
We don't take coffee breaks.
Are you sure there are enough gifts for everyone?
Nobody gets left out. That's Santa's promise. You can start dropping the presents, Mr. Flintstone.
Okay, Blinky. Presents away! Christmas is a lot of fun this year, because I'm sitting in for dear old Santa Claus. Here I go in his big red sleigh, sailing merrily on my way. Being Santa is such fun, bringing cheer and joy to everyone. Whoa! I want to shout so everyone can hear. Christmas is my favorite time of year.
Well, that's it, Mr. Flintstone. You did a great job.
I enjoyed it, Twinkie.
We'll put you down near your house. Goodbye, Mr. Flintstone.
Tell Santa I hope he gets over his cold.
We will. Away, Dancer. Away, Prancer.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Winky. Goodbye, Blinky.
Bye.
Nice kids, those two. Hey, wait a minute. I left my own presents in the sled. Hey, Blinky, wait! Oh, boy. I'm Santa Claus, I am. No presents for my own family and friends. Well, I may as well face the music. Here goes. Wilma, I got something awful to tell you.
Merry Christmas, Fred! Oh, you were wonderful.
The greatest? Huh? Well, what do you mean?
Pebbles had no idea it was you.
Neither did Bam Bam. You were so real.
The way you came down the chimney.
And put all those presents under the tree.
And went up the chimney again. I gotta hand it to you, Fred. A real Santa couldn't have done it better.
I'm glad you got over your cold so fast.
And all that sneezing.
Cold? Sneezing? Oh, me? Who else? We'd never known it was you, Fred. You put on a great act. Excuse me a minute. I'll be right back.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, Fred! Ah, jeez! How about that for a wonderful guy? Gets out of a sick bed to make my Christmas merry. Nobody can ever tell me there's no Santa Claus. Hey, Wilma, let's start opening presents. And to all of you, from all of us,